No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Swarmcast Podcast.
G.I. Joe Deck Building Game by Renegade Game Studios. For 1 to 4 players, ages 13 and up, plays in 30 to 70 minutes. Answer the call. Fall in! The evil organization Cobra threatens the world with their schemes, and it's up to you to stop them. In this deck-building game, you and your fellow players will lead teams of G.I. Joe soldiers on missions to stop Cobra's dastardly plans. Each player starts the game with a meager deck that will grow more powerful as you recruit veterans from the G.I. Joe team, requisition gear, and field new vehicles. This fully cooperative game pits you against increasingly dangerous missions to save the world. This core set begins your journey with everything needed to play, but be prepared for more Joes and missions to come. Reviewed by Ruby and John.
Yay! Yeah, it's both of us back behind the mic together.
Wow, it's been a while. Usually it's one or the other.
That's true.
All right.
So everything about that blurb is
accurate.
Pretty darn accurate.
Yeah. And
I've never before, I can't recall ever hearing a blurb for a deck builder where it says, you start with a meager deck.
Right?
So, hey, let's go and talk about some good stuff that we found about this game. The G.I. Joe deck builder game.
Yeah.
They say it's fully cooperative, a fully co-op game.
And it is.
And it is. That's also a little unusual. There's no, the modes are either solo or co-op. So it's pretty much just all co-op all the way around.
Yeah. So I thought that the game was very on point with its theme. All of its cards, all of its components, all of its art. Okay. It was very Joe, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was my notes that I made were that it's a good use of co-op, because it totally encourages anytime you go to do something, it's like, well, I'm going to do this,
right?
Well, here's how I can pitch in to help. That's
right.
Not just heavily encouraged, it's part of the game,
right?
And that's very nice. Yeah, and like you were saying with it's very G.I. Joe,
say
that it really plays off of the core G.I. Joe characters very well.
Right.
I was saying the 80s cartoon characters, but it's a little bit like, you know, the IDW comic characters as well, which is very much
right.
The 80s core characters. So that's right. Pretty cool.
And the art is very 80s cartoon comic. I mean, it isn't the weird old animation style cartoon, but it definitely has that 80s
feel. It's got that feel, but it definitely seems more like the current like IDW in-house style.
Right.
Which is great. The other thing I have that's good about it is that this game makes no references to pork chop sandwiches.
I'm so sick of pork chop sandwiches. That
was in my other category, but I moved it all the way up to the good.
Yeah.
That is not in there.
Yeah.
One of the other good things that I didn't make a note of, but I thought was great, is there's totally a card where you see, I think it's either Duke or Flint talking to a bunch of kids standing in front of a camera, and it's saying, and it says, like, knowing is half the battle.
Yeah. They do a lot of show references on the cards, too. Mm-hmm. So if you're a fan of the old show, you'll get some of them. And otherwise, they just fit if you aren't familiar with them.
Oh, yeah.
The thing I like about the actual game box itself is it leaves room for expansion for when and if there is more to this game. The other thing I really like about this is the box itself, while it leaves room for the expansion and everything, it actually, all the components and the cards fit in there nicely. So if you accidentally turn it upside down or you give it a shake, you haven't just screwed up all of your decks and all of the cards and bits in it.
Yeah. And like on the blurb, how it talks about there's room for any expansions and extra missions and such.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of neat because this game is mission driven. So you decide, well, which mission do we want to go on? The mission we went on just happened to be the one based off of the first four episode series of the original cartoon. So that was kind of cool. Because as we were playing, I was like, I remember this.
Okay.
So I guess let's go into the bad. Dun, dun, dun. I'll say this. For our first time playing it as a two-player game, it was hard.
Oh, it was real hard.
It was very hard.
Yeah. This is also not a game I think that a casual board gamer would get into, at least for the first time. We both went into it not knowing anything about it, more or less. John read up on the rules and stuff like that. So we aren't even counting that in the playtime, but it definitely did not fit into its playtime.
70-minute playtime.
Right. Yeah. But there's just so many little rules here and there, and the cards, while that's normal for a deck builder, each card changes the rules slightly. It seemed we were referencing the rule book way too often, and there were so many different piles. It was like, oh, there's this pile of battalions versus officers versus... there was another pile where you had to keep pulling out, like, not Serpentor, but...
like the different, like, Cobra... Well, we didn't have Cobra Commander, per se, but, like, Baroness
and Baron all those. Blood and stuff like that. And then there was a special deck for encounters, and then there was the missions, and then there were side missions,
the,
and
the
then there were...
complications that came up were crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of moving parts for a deck builder.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to say that. For a deck builder, this definitely has a lot of moving parts. But that being said, there's... I know we both say it was bad, but it's
no,
only...
No, I didn't
it's
say
only,
it was bad. Well, it was just...
I've kind of got that in my bad, but only because our first time out of the gate playing it. But I remember after this, I was like, I would love to play this again because I see how the complexity of this is a really good thing.
Right. But like I said, not necessarily for a casual board gamer first time out and no one having played it before. If you play with someone experienced that knows it a little better, it would go smoother. My note was definitely I would need to play this at least one more time to give it a fully fair shake.
Yeah. And I would like to play it with more than just...
Two players. Yeah.
I said the threat level on it escalates and amps up
real quick.
Really quickly. We found it just snowballing out of our control at one point.
I think if we played it again, even in two player, it might not be quite as tough because we didn't realize how we need to knock certain things out before you do other things.
Right.
So you have to balance the completing the missions with building your deck and getting your gear and people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My big bad thing, and this one kind of really makes it so I'm not real enthusiastic about purchasing the game, is that it can use more dice to roll.
Okay.
Because it only has 8 dice, and you could easily get 10 and up.
So being able to get some extra dice would be good.
Right.
Okay.
Even if they sold it separately as an add-on.
Oh, I'd be all down for that.
Right. Yeah. But then some of the other chits... You might want a few more, but mainly it was the dice. There weren't enough dice.
Yeah. If I had to add a component, it would definitely be the dice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our bad that we said about the game, which isn't really too terribly bad,
right,
actually.
Right.
So let's talk about some other. This is, I mean, it's a G.I. Joe deck builder game, so the other category could be incredibly large here.
It could be. Basically, I don't think I've ever played a game that was this co-op as a deck builder. I mean, I've played other co-op games, but not as a deck building game.
Not quite like this.
Right. I thought it was a really neat take on a deck builder.
Yeah.
Because deck builders are not usually my thing to begin with. Okay. They just feel tedious and boring and mathy. Okay. Lots of math.
So if you're into a game like Dominion, this is not... This is not that kind of deck builder.
No.
You're not going for victory points or anything. Your goal is to defeat Cobra.
Yeah.
The terrorist missions. Organization known as Cobra and defeat the mission or beat the mission. So I like that. It's kind of a built-in timer in a way. From the other category, I was like, it's interesting because it's a deck builder that uses a lot of dice.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely co-op.
Yeah.
And it has a bunch of other... It has like a tracker for tracking the threat level of Cobra and stuff.
That's right. I totally forgot to mention that. And it's even like in the shape of a Cobra.
Yes, it's in the shape of a Cobra.
Yeah. It that was a neat way. And a lot of the cards that you can play and the side missions that you play and do reduce your threat level or give you different bonuses. Like, so that was neat. So it isn't always going up, and up. You could manage the threat level.
It's gonna go up and
down.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You manage the threat level, but...
Because there were certain times where it's like, well, I'm going to fight this stupid guy. But I'm going to do it because I've got two cards that will let me drop the threat level twice if I do that.
Right.
And so that was kind of nice, being able to just take out a little peon just to drop that because, you know, what's his face? Sergeant Blood was kicking our butt.
Yeah.
Baroness wasn't too much better.
Yeah, Baroness's special was you had to start a fight or mission with a leader card.
Which is a special
type
of card.
And we only had three between the two of us.
That's right. Yeah.
So it was very hard to get out. Yeah.
So one of the nice little things about the other part of this too is depending on how many players and depending on what you're doing determines how you set up the deck. So yeah. You could still do the same mission over and over again, and you're going to get different things in each deck.
Right. And they include something for expert mode.
That's right.
To make it even more challenging. I can only imagine how hard that is.
We'd have to get a few more plays in before we go into expert mode.
Right.
Let's see. In my other category, I say the thing I already said about Mission 1 being based off the original TV episode. And Mission 2 apparently has something to do with Dr. Mindbender. So that was a thing that I talked about with Ruby offline afterwards. I was like, you know, this game, this one in particular, the base game, doesn't have any of the bizarre G.I. Joe characters that get introduced later, because so you mentioned Serpentor.
I did, just because you talked about him so much.
So Serpentor, not in this game. Sergeant Slaughter, not in this game. But neither is the Fridge or Globulus or any of the weird Cobra mutants and stuff.
Right.
This is easily season 1 and 2 of the game. So, you know, you've got Duke, but you've also got Flint.
Okay.
You know, you've got Lady J, but you've also got Scarlet.
Matter of fact, I played Lady J and you played Flint.
And I played Flint. Yeah, it was random. We just happened to choose those two.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Let's see. Also in the other category, I already mentioned the thing about knowing is half the battle. I thought that was neat too, because in the picture, he's actually standing with the kids in front of a camera. So he's recording that PSA.
Okay.
Did you have anything for the other category?
No, I think that's everything. So would you recommend this game and would you buy this game?
I put maybes for both of these, but I think I might. It's a maybe leaning strong into the yes category for buy, but definitely a maybe for recommend, because we know so many casual board gamers.
Right.
I don't know if I would just plop this on the table and go, hey, let's play. Want to have some fun? Let's play this. Because, I mean, I didn't have a problem with the fact that we lost the mission.
Oh, yeah, me either.
I was like, oh, well, okay, well, that's part of the game. But I know there's some folks who would.
Yeah.
And just be really upset if that happened on their first playthrough. What about you?
I also said maybe for both of them. I'm still probably more firmly in the maybe, just because I don't really, not a fan of G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of deck builders.
Okay.
I would play it if someone wanted to play it with me and they owned it.
Okay.
Yeah. I definitely would do that.
And I think if I knew I was going to get this to the table more often, I would definitely lean more towards the yes than the buy.
Yeah.
So before we leave, do you have a favorite G.I. Joe or Cobra character? I'm asking Ruby. She's like,
No, I don't even remember watching it on TV as a kid. I mean, there's some vague cartoon commercially type things I remember, but no.
Okay.
No, that wasn't me. Well, I don't know.
Well, my favorite
Snake Eyes.
Everyone.
So I don't know. That's the only one I can remember. Duke and Snake Eyes, but that's only because of the movie with Chad Tatum.
So my two favorites. I don't even think were in the game. In fact, I know one of them wasn't. I don't think Zartan was even in the game.
Okay.
But if I had to pick a favorite Cobra that I know was in this game, it would totally be Destro.
Okay.
And as far as
the Eccleston version.
Of course. No, that movie was there. but as far as my favorite Joes, Sir not appearing in this game, my favorite G.I. Joe was Chuckles, who is like nobody's favorite G.I. Joe character except mine. And if you don't know who Chuckles is, he's pretty much Sam Axe before Sam Axe became a thing.
Who?
Sam Axe from Burn Notice.
Oh!
You know, Bruce Campbell's character.
Yeah.
Kids, go look that up. But favorite G.I. Joe that was in this game, Jinx.
Okay.
You saw as soon as she came on there, I was like, I don't even know what her powers are, but I'm buying her.
Yeah, okay.
I'm recruiting her onto my team. All right. So, again, that was our review of, before I go too far down the G.I. Joe rabbit hole, that was our review of the G.I. Joe deck builder game.
By Renegade Game Studios.
And now you know.
And it's half the battle. Go, Joe!
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.